Hello, and welcome to another day of devotional as we look at the Holy Week, the last week of Christ's life until the cross. We aren't exactly certain what happened each day of the week. However, we do know that chronologically Jesus did certain things, and he taught certain things, and he had certain interactions with Pharisees and scribes in the temple and elsewhere during this time leading up to the cross on what we celebrate as Good Friday. And so, as we find ourselves here again, yesterday we looked at Luke chapter 20 and talked about how we handle difficult teachings of Jesus. Do we shy away from it? Do we grumble? Do we back away? Do we question him? How do we handle it? Do we dig deeper? And I encourage you to do just that. Today, we find ourselves in Luke chapter 21. Jesus is still at the very onset, at the end of Luke chapter 20, he's talking again to the scribes and dealing with their questions that they're seeking to entrap him. In Luke 21, he begins to spend more of his time with his disciples and teaching them all certain things, things about his signs of his return, his second coming, the destruction of Jerusalem. He talks about prophecy and things that are to take place down the road as he shares with them dealing with these things. And he tells a few parables. At the beginning of Luke chapter 22, we see that that Jesus is preparing to spend his last meal with his disciples prior to the cross. And in so doing, it says in verse 1, of Luke 22, it says, "Now the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and the scribes were seeking how they might put him to death, for they were afraid of the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, belonging to the number of the 12. And he went away and discussed with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray Jesus to them apart from the crowd." And so this day is actually pretty monumental. This moment is pretty monumental in the life of Christ leading up to the cross, before Judas had a big role to play. And Judas's part is one of betrayal. And God was using Judas in order to continue the progression towards the cross, a part of his sovereign plan. And as we look at Judas and how he responded to Christ, it brings me to a bit of a question. You see, Judas responded this way not because he disliked Jesus, because he thought Jesus was a bad man. It was because he felt led on. He felt like Jesus led him on and everyone else into thinking that he was the Messiah. And yet the Messiah that Judas was looking for was one of a political realm. One that would lead a revolution against Rome, one that would bring Jerusalem and Israel back to its former days with King David, things like that. And Judas was looking for that. He was a zealot of sorts, and political especially. And so when Jesus was teaching these things and towards the end of his life on this earth, Judas began to realize that Jesus was not the man he anticipated him to be, the Messiah he was hoping for. And out of frustration and disappointment, he turned to the Pharisees, to the scribes, and set in course the steps that would take Jesus directly to the cross, that would lead to his trial and his sentence of guilty, all because Judas did not like what Jesus was saying and who Jesus was as the Messiah. So there are times when we are following God's word and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and we don't like the direction that the God is taking us. Perhaps you find yourself in that spot right now. Maybe you are without a job and wondering about the future and not really sharing in enthusiasm the direction that God has taken your life at this moment. And there are times when we come across scripture passages, times when we come across God's will for our lives in the moment that we don't like. The question is, will you trust God during those moments? Will you continue to follow him and seek his word and his leading in your life? Or will you respond like Judas, which was one in denial, one in betrayal, one in a negative way, responding negatively towards the leading of God in your life? And so as we look at Judas, he is a warning and a great lesson for us to trust God, even when the direction that he's taking us isn't one that we like or one that we find easy. And so we have a lot to learn from Judas, a lot to learn from Jesus in his last week. Join us tomorrow as we look at Maundy Thursday, the day of the Last Supper. What does that mean? Have a blessed day.